Random House Audio presents Bungalow 2 by Danielle Steele. Read for you by Michael Boatman. Chapter 1. It was a beautiful, hot July day in Marin County, just across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco, as Tanya Harris bustled around her kitchen, organizing her life. Her style was one of supreme order. She loved having everything tidy, in its proper place, and in control. She loved to plan, and therefore she rarely ran out of anything or forgot to do anything. She enjoyed a predictably efficient life. She was small, lithe, in good shape, and didn't look her age, which was 42 years old. Her husband, Peter, was 46. He was a litigator with a respected San Francisco law firm and didn't mind the commute to Ross across the bridge. Ross was a prosperous, safe, highly desirable suburban community. They had moved there from the city 16 years before because the school system was excellent. It was said to be the best in Marin. Tanya and Peter had three children. Jason was 18 and was leaving for college at the end of August. He was going to UC Santa Barbara, and although he couldn't wait to go, Tanya was going to miss him terribly. And they had twin daughters, Megan and Molly, who had just turned 17. Tanya had loved every moment of the last 18 years, being a full-time mom to her kids. It suited her perfectly. She never found it burdensome or boring. The tedium of driving carpools had never seemed intolerable to her. Unlike mothers who complained of it, she loved being with her children, dropping them off, picking them up, taking them to Cub Scouts and Brownies, and she had been head of the Parents Association of their school for several years. She took pride in doing things for them, and loved going to Jason's Little League and basketball games, and whatever the girls did as well. Jason had been varsity in high school.